Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's
888-249-1425. Blog Talk Radio.
You let the beat feel, beat round and round. That pulse go, that sound it makes. You hit the flow, boom. I wanna take you to my room. For show. I know you know. Every time I come in, it's jumping.
PKL BNP, we fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
Money. What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
Make it rain. I'ma 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 make it rain. I'ma
make it rain.
I'ma make it rain. I'ma make it rain. I'ma make it rain. I'ma make it
rain. I'ma make it rain.
And in Georgia, I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die, you be killed. LOC, Street Painters, drop.
Money ain't a thing.
BKL PNT, Darlene ENT, Big Brother Entertainment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio, J-Dog, V-Dog, Ain't the Frame Picks, let's go.
You wanna see some ass? Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
And in Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now.
And that's gonna make me dance. Pauline,
get your shout out on.
Make it rain, tree. Make it rain, tree. Make it rain, tree.
Where you from?
I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes, Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. He's like, oh, Michael, you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation?
Yes.
Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, nigga, is you crazy?
What's up? What up, boy? Legion the Legend, man. I'm in here with Zoom Man, Glance Radio. That's where they do that at radio. That's straight dog, B-Dub, Beanie Weenie. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else in the world right now.
Oh, I need a safety girl, a lady in the street with a freaking machine. Let's get it.
The most popular off-the-grid gifts available today at offthegridchristmas.com. You'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over for 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yeah, sometimes Satan. First he's in the back, now he's in the front.
We got sweet kids again. We got harmonious tongue. The only song of love that I ever have been sung. Sweet kids and sins of evil. Both hands can be full of grief.
Yeah, sometimes Satan. All right, my friends. Michelle Bachmann is an intelligent, attractive woman who's pro-Second Amendment. She's certainly better than somebody like Newt Gingrich. But on the issue of war, she is a very dangerous person. And they lied to us and said Iraq could blow up England in 45 minutes and attack the U.S. and had to be attacked. And it was all a lie. Now they've just changed the last letter in the word Iraq from a Q to an N, and it says Iran. And they are all attacking Ron Paul because they know he's the real front runner. Gingrich has begun to sink as people learn about him and how he's a consummate insider and flip-flops. And so they're having Michelle Bachmann and Rush Limbaugh and the neocons all come out against him as if he's horrible because he doesn't want to attack Iran and he wants them to nuke us. Now, remember, 60-plus percent of Israelis in major polls are against it. The Jerusalem Post and others have reported. Netanyahu had to fire the head of the Mossad and the military, what was it, about a year ago, because they're against it. And they've come out and said it will be a catastrophe. Our own CIA, who I'm certainly not defending, has come out and said it's a bad idea. The Secretary of Defense has said it's a bad idea. Why are they saying Ron Paul is bad? Because they're scared of him, folks. They know he's a patriot. They know he's a level-headed doctor and a scholar who's not radical at all. Hey, let's not torture. Let's have the Bill of Rights. Let's not have citizens secretly arrested. Let's not have the government censor the internet and take control of it and have the Pentagon run kill switches. Let's not have all this happen. And they go, that's crazy. And then Bachmann misrepresents what Ron Paul is really saying. Let's go ahead and play the short clip of this exchange last night in the debate.
And the problem would be the greatest underreaction in world history if we have an avowed madman who uses that nuclear weapon to wipe nations off the face of the earth. And we have an IAEA report that just recently came out that said literally Iran is within just months of being able to obtain that weapon. Nothing could be more dangerous than the comments that we just heard.
All right, 30 seconds.
There is no UN report that said that. It's totally wrong on what you just said.
That is not true.
They produced information that led you to believe that. But they have no evidence. There's been no enrichment
of these bombs. And if we agree with that, the United States people could be at risk of our national security.
So I'd like to finish. If she thinks we live in a dangerous world, she ought to think back when I was drafted in 1962 with the nuclear missiles in Cuba. And Kennedy calls Khrushchev and talks to him and talks him out of this, and we don't have a nuclear exchange. And you're trying to dramatize.
You are listening to the Hip Hop Talk Show, featuring DJ Heat, Jeff Gerhardt, and Frank Alcarelli. And now, here's your host, Thomas T.
What's up? Welcome to the Hip Hop Talk Show. This is episode 27, being recorded June 30th, 2011.
Is it the real Deuce 7?
It's the real 27. We're throwing away the other quote-unquote 27.
The pseudo 27?
That one's garbage.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let Kate know, because she'll get upset. She thinks it was worth something.
It was.
It was worth knowledge. The experience of realizing you and I in a room alone does not equal a podcast.
Toss it does.
Well. I'm a 27 episode.
Are you?
Yeah. Are you? Oh, really? Is your birthday today?
No.
It's in, like, November or something.
It is. I'm 27 right now.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Do the introduction.
It's your age. Yeah, I just so you know, DJ Heat and Jeff are not in the house tonight, but we've got Che Hawk and ECMC, who we spoke to only, like, a couple episodes ago.
That's right. That's right. And so, I finally get to meet
in the flesh.
And right, I finally get to meet the infamous Che Hawk.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? We had that earlier. Well, you know, we got friends that know him and everything. We talk about all this stuff. And I've been yet to meet this dude. It's been almost, what, like 6 months, 7 months?
Mm-hmm. It's only a matter of time, man. You know how it happens.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, earlier I was...
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. And we got... I mean, ECMC.
ECMC.
Yeah,
definitely.
What's up?
Is that what you'd like to be called? Is that what we should call you? All right, we won't tell anyone your real name.
No, ECMC's boy's down here. But he just wants to listen on the headphones. He said that on the mic. So.
Shout out to Jay.
Yeah, all right. Jay, what's up, buddy? All right. So, Pumice, it's on you, man.
You know, I've got nothing. Let's end it right there. Okay, we're done.
All right, thanks, guys. All right, wrap it up.
You know, I do have a list of, like, new music.
You do, but hold on. But you, Che Hawk started asking a question earlier.
Yeah, you could ask.
I asked my man ECMC because, you know, we go back, way back.
Yeah, we do, for sure, man.
And me and my man ECMC, I think we're, like, the prolific esoteric music listeners. I think we're, like, the only ones here representing what we do, and we like our creative juice, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I just had to ask my man what he thought about that new Lil B record, because, you know, on the Twitter, I see it's doing its thing, and one of my dudes posted up a link, and I've been bumping this song, like, nonstop, and I haven't really listened to the full album, but this one song is kind of...
Do you have it?
Yeah, I'll load it up right now.
Bump that, because I haven't heard
that
album.
Don't hold back.
Yeah, do you remember the name of it, at least?
You
didn't find it.
I Hate Myself or something like that.
All right, we'll find it.
Or I Love Myself, something like that.
I have very strong feelings about myself.
Love or hate?
It's I Hate Myself, and currently it's at 303, and I think I gave it maybe 20 plays.
All right, little B here, I Hate Myself, so. Are you off? I'll wait.
But, yo, on the low, they freaked the Goo Goo Dolls sample for City Angels.
Oh, did they? Buffalo.
That's right.
Represent.
I forgot the name of that song, though. It was a huge summer hit. Remember?
Yeah, it's funny. We were just talking about summer.
It came out with that one movie, like their biggest one.
Oh, the
City Angels.
Yeah.
I don't think that they understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I never gave a fuck, so let's get it.
Myself. Oh, yeah, they did.
But I don't see that.
Oh, I slowed that shit down
to,
like,
yeah,
for
real.
I can't hear him on mine. Maybe somebody else has to load it.
No, I hear it. I hear it.
You hear his voice?
Yeah.
No.
I hear it. His voice barely, though.
I need to learn my rules.
I'm going to turn up.
My lifetime came from struggle. All I see is what I follow. My skin color.
I can't hear his voice.
Like, I can hear it, but I mean,
I'm hearing him rap.
It's there, but it's real low.
There we go.
Here you go.
What can I say? What is this style? Rose beard, black hoodie, and I'm all good. People judge me before they even know me.
You can put it down.
Maybe just not the best mixing.
No, I think it's my laptop.
No, it can't be. It's in stereo and everything. It's perfectly fine. They've really got them buried in the mix.
Yeah, they do.
I gotta try
Here, now you can hear him.
I hate myself.
You hear it all good, but you can hear the preview of it, right?
Yeah.
I get the gist.
That's cool.
You already know that's something I wouldn't listen to.
What?
Well, you know, it's funny. What we talk about all the time, I like the slower rap. Like, I like the slow beats. I like
yeah, baby.
Yeah. Yes,
I can take you out.
But the whole style is called
take
bass.
You shopping. Finally get it now because it feels itself over the beat.
Is that?
Listen to the
it's just me.
Future. Keep back. Listen to the right dudes right now. PlayTheHype.com. If you ain't here, you ain't nowhere. PlayTheHype.com, nigga.
Yeah, what's poppin', baby?
Yo, 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 hey.
Hey. Yeah, we back home, man.
Yeah.
Hey. Shit feels crazy to be back at the fucking at the spot, man, in the basement.
Right. I'm like, where we at?
Yeah, man.
Oh, we're in the basement.
In the where we belong.
Nice weather outside.
Cold as fuck, man.
Yeah, it's cold.
And you know ordinarily, dog, it's usually Thursdays at or around 7:30.
Right.
But yeah, man, since we didn't went down south, certain motherfucker didn't... The guy's familiar with the concept of CP time.
Wait, I need a nap.
This motherfucker right over here, yo. I mean, yo, what's good? What's
I was
good,
a little good? Tired. I need a nap.
What do you mean you're tired?
I ate a lot of fatty food
wow.
for lunch.
Yeah, dog, it's like ever since we went to Atlanta, dog, wow. this motherfucker done transformed into some shit.
You guys,
he want to be an honorary or something.
No.
Is that what you're trying to do, man?
Yeah. Man, I'm wearing my house shoes and my bathrobe. I'm
man.
Just relaxing.
Motherfucker answered the door with some fucking cereal. Snacking.
In his house shoes?
Yes, sir.
With a robe on?
Yeah.
What can you eat?
What?
Hey, man, I'm sorry, I'm too show.
Did you have a wife beater on?
Yeah.
And then no shirt?
Uh-huh.
That's
bad, dog.
Did you have a Lucy in your ear?
Yeah.
Behind your ear?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, you know what else?
Did you have a bunch of sugar crystals on the counter for making Kool-Aid? Well, you ain't shit, then.
I
sure ain't had that, then you ain't shit.
This motherfucker, man, not only this, man. And this I kind of took offense to, though. Why you say Nas Fried Chicken been in your fucking playlist ever since we didn't got back from the
A? What's wrong with
you? What the fuck is that
why
supposed to mean?
Why are you going
to
take offense to it? I like the song.
I like the song. Oh, fuck, we don't need a soundtrack. I know how the fuck this song goes.
I
know. Don't you?
Fried chicken, fly vixen. Hey, come on, man.
I hate you, though.
Come on.
Yeah, this motherfucker want to get to a real conversation. He's like, is this song sarcastic? Or is he really...
Just love fried.
You just love
chicken.
Fried chicken.
That's what I'm trying. What's wrong with that question?
The fact that you don't know.
There's nothing wrong with that question.
Yeah, I know.
Because see,
I get.
If he's trying to mock the stereotype, I get it.
What if he just fucking loves fried chicken, motherfucker?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he's asking.
Is he mocking it, or does he literally love it?
Why would he make a song called "I Love It"? It's not like stupid, dumb, fresh. Words are confusing words. He said he loves it. I fucking love fried.
Well, then why then?
I'm
going to tell you what, man.
I die.
What if I do a
I don't fucking like the song. It's fucking stupid. I don't want to hear a fucking song about fried chicken. The beat's dope. What the fuck do I want to hear about? Oil and all this shit and
sweet.
Yeah,
buttermilk bath.
Because fuck, man.
Dude.
Get the fuck out of here,
I'm
man.
Here for forever. We have a song to play bumping around Buckhead. About how the fuck we love fried chicken.
Well, you go ahead and...
Buckhead.
Why Buckhead?
That's the last place you want to be.
Fuck that. I'm going to bump that shit and let him know.
Oh, well, look, it's the truth.
That's
I told you.
That's right.
I'm not going to let him see me eat it.
Fuck that, but I will let him know.
Well, welcome back, motherfuckers. You already see what type of show it's going to be, man. We back, and we got lots of A3C shit. We going to hold off. That's us coming right up. We're going to break that shit down thoroughly. Hopefully, y'all checked out the show, episode 152. Mm-hmm. Shit was crazy, but we're going to get to that.
Very crazy.
Yes, sir. I got some shout-outs, man, that we got to run down before we get to the other shout-outs, which we're going to be dropping throughout the show, man, for the people who helped us get the fucking A3C. We love y'all. We got to give y'all just due. But these are the routine shout-outs, man. We got the tapedeck.net. Twitter, we got Miss River City, the Prince 239, official PLK, Phenom Black of, where's my 40acres.com? That's what's up. And then we got some Facebook shouts, too. We got Christina Mather. You know, y'all know the routine, man.
Hey, Christina.
And that's it. That's for real.
Oh.
And then we got Nicholas Alvarez.
What's the Twitter? What's the Facebook?
You got to get one first, nigga.
not for me. That's for my, you know, the hood. That's for the hood.
It ain't like Twitter, but, hey, you find it. You can do a search. Christina, why that shit?
It's not for me. It's for my homie.
Mather.
What's her name? Christina Mather?
Mather.
Not for me. It's for my homie.
And then we got Lisa. Is that Mikus or Lisa Mikus?
Yeah,
either way.
Hey, Lisa.
Good, girl. Name. And then, like I said, man, we got the Kickstarter shout-outs coming after that. Dude, lots of shit to get to, man. Fonte. Fontigger. Fontigolo. It's on chopping block, baby.
Fontigolo.
Man, oh, man. Well, Charity starts at home, man. It's a new album just recently dropped. We're going to be reviewing that for Blender to Bump It. We're going to talk about Occupy Wall Street, man. This whole... I want to get people's opinion on that shit. No, you got to save it, man.
I mean, we're occupying Amistad right now. we in the beat.
Yeah, how your shit warm, though? It's hot as fuck outside. Is your heat already started or what?
We're in the basement. Niggas don't know nothing about no warm outside. Basement.
It's 50 degrees. I said it's cold as fuck. My bad. If I said it's hot, it's cold.
It's cold. Of course the heat's on.
Why? It ain't that cold.
Yo.
That's what I'm saying. We ain't winter yet. It's like, it's in between.
Don't
this
you
that time of year. Yeah, you just set your shit to off.
Yeah.
You know that switch is between heat and cold?
Right.
You turn to off.
Cool, off.
No. Just leave it.
And then find a blanket.
No, I'm not being real talk.
It's just cool. White. We live in extremes.
Yeah. Extremes.
I have never seen, I mean, niggas, like I said, niggas do not know about having a warm basement. This shit is where
you throw the pit. Hell no, you ain't lying.
The basement is where you throw the pit bulls, nigga. Come on,
and
man.
And you hope that they all come out alive.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying.
This basement is hot as fuck, man. I don't know what kind of fetuses you have in the walls.
Insulate this motherfucker, man.
You got the same
man,
shit.
Why got
you got the same shit that kept Christopher Reeves alive for so damn long. And Magic Johnson's medical plan.
Man.
Shit, insulating his goddamn basement walls and shit.
You're wrong. That's what it is, man. Y'all see
I'm hot.
What is going down, man.
Shots,
yeah, pour up the first shots. Yeah, you grab them plastic A3C shit.
Yeah.
Get them shot glasses hard as fuck, man.
Shots can we get them away?
No. No. Hell no. I'm sure the hood fucking stack of these. You come sit in on the show, you get a drink.
Right.
That's what it is. What you sipping?
I guess it's
you
so yeah.
That. Fuck you.
Oh, what? Go ahead. What do you have? Are you probably
going to having Kurt, man. It's a good shit. There you go. Woo, man.
Send in a shot of the A3C.
The A3 shotties. Yeah, man.
I'm even doing a big boy shot today.
Putting it up to hoodhut.com/flicks.
If I hadn't already had six, I'd be joining you. But yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is, man.
Y'all got to miss the day shit.
The big mega corporation. And he says, you think there's countries, Mr. Beal? There are no nations. There are only mega corporations and the fiat currency we issue. And that's how they see it. And so we don't have rights. We don't have liberties. You get the documents from a North American Union or an EU meeting. It's Fortune 100 there and the mega banks, the G20, telling the countries what to do. So we're already in this global corporate government, and we're seeing what they do. Steal pension funds, debase currencies, deploy militaries against the people from Australia to Canada to the U.S., the military on the streets. Oh, just helping, you know, at this city event or just searching people with the high school football game or just running a DUI checkpointer. Oh, the Army's here to help in a car wreck. Now they say that was all acclimation, as I told you it was. Now we're going to secretly arrest you and kill you if we want. And the media is having to deal with it and go, yeah, it is kind of like North Korea, but gee, those terrorists are scary. The terrorists that publicly work for the government, the terrorists that have been given control of Libya. So how do the good old boys that love getting scared of Al-Qaeda and love talking about glass parking lotting anybody who's got brown skin, because that's patriotic, and festooning themselves with American flags as what the flag symbolizes as dying, how are they going to feel as they discover in the internal manuals, but now it's going to be actually acted upon, that they are the terrorist? They're going to run up and curl up around the black uniform thugs and report on their neighbors to prove how good they are. That's what they're going to do, because they're not Americans. They're not free humans. They are slave lovers. They are groveling, sycophantic people who enjoy servitude and bondage. And I say, fine, if that's what you want, declare yourselves, be conscious about it, and forget that we were your brethren, forget that we were your countrymen, crouch down, lick the hand that feeds you, may the chains sit lightly upon you. And see how it works out for you, just telling absolute global psychopaths who compete with each other to prove who's the most evil and ruthless and think it's real cute what they're doing.
try laying down to them so they can walk on you and see how they treat you. See, I've studied history, I've studied common sense, I've studied human nature, and I've studied these current globalists. And they are the most nasty, vicious, anti-human, wicked, bloodthirsty, sadomasochistic control freaks you have ever seen in history. And they got a high-tech posse. And they got drones killing people worldwide, including in Jamaica. DHS is worldwide. 70-plus people, Infowars.com right now. And they're going to surveil people that don't want to, you know, get off their farms. And they're going to be the new Rural Affairs Council is under the Department of Defense and Homeland Security and says the military will be deployed into your town. Everybody's been trained to just see U.S. military troops and thank you for your service. Oh, I love you so much. Oh, yeah, an occupying army. And if they can buffalo us and sell us on accepting this, it's over. Now, I wanted to preface going to our guest who will be with us for the next hour because it's such a big deal. And Paul Watson's written articles about this. I've written articles and done countless reports on it last year. When Robert Shapiro came out in the Financial Times of London and said, in fact, pull up Robert Shapiro quote for me. Just type Robert Shapiro quote about New Oklahoma City and it'll pull up Financial Times of London. We'll pull up our articles with links to it, and it's halfway down the page. So he's got an article in the Financial Times of London, and he says, barring a new 9/11 or Oklahoma City event to rally support for the president, he's not going to be reelected. His agenda is going to stall. Then all these other advisors come out and say the same thing. Then they start circulating private letters that Beck got saying, yeah, Alex Jones, Glenn Beck, you know, it'll be blamed on them when it happens. They are within one Bible page thin, see-through membrane of admitting they're going to stage it. It's like, man, it's really going to help us. It's going to happen soon. It's going to be blamed on domestic groups. We're going to really use this to take over. So that's why Oklahoma City is so important. That's why it's such a big deal, because they're now reinvoking it. They're now bringing it back up. And when Nightline comes and interviews me or MSNBC or newspapers call me constantly, they say, are you going to cause a new Oklahoma City? And I say, number one, I'm exposing corruption in government, so justice be done by the heavens fall. But I'm not calling for offensive action. I'm here to wake people up and have a moral discussion about this and reach out to the so-called enforcers, police and military, and ask them, do you want to make the mistake the Germans did and or the Soviets did or others? Or do you want to say no like the East Germans did when the Berlin Wall came down and stand down? And so that's the issue. That's the crossroads that we're at right here. And only by pointing out historically what's happening, and we told you they'd get rid of the law to use the military on the streets. We told you they'd have indefinite detention for citizens. We told you they'd use those predator drones on citizens. Because I've been to the drills. I've read the manuals. It's public. None of it has to do with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, boys and girls, works for the New World Order on record. The big corporations that sit above us, that are using them as the pretext to get us to give up our liberties. But now that we're awake and Congress has a 9% approval rating, they don't want the public to fully awake to just how criminal this ruling class is. And so they are just going to come right out. We're going to shut down internet selectively, selective internet kill switch. Now that's the admitted model, Chinese communist censorship model. We're going to take your pension funds if we want. We're going to take your bank accounts, already doing it in Europe, private bank accounts, private pension funds. We're going to set up checkpoints. We're going to have citizen leaders that wear little uniforms and report on their neighbors if they're talking bad about the government. They're having meetings all over the country. They're now leaking because people are there at them, where the sheriffs are there with the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, saying, does your neighbor talk bad about the government? Do they talk about smaller government? They are terrorists. We want you to spy on them. I mean, this is a to-the-max, creepy, out-of-control, systematic, conscious authoritarian overthrow by a CIA run by foreign banks that's done this in countless other countries and has taken its time to get us into derivatives debt, to set up the giant prison grids. Now the memos go out, just got chills, to start staffing the FEMA camps. Came out yesterday, DHS says get ready for massive influx of immigrants to turn on the emergency centers. That's their cover, just like in Rex 84 in the 80s. But we can back this off. Tyrants try again. And they're trying to finagle and sell all this right now because they're scared. They always had this as contingency plans. They wanted to take us over softly. But they had it as contingency plans that if we woke up, so they don't go to prison. And now they're going, okay, do we use the martial law? Do we go ahead and stage domestic stuff? We've done it a few other times. It hadn't worked too well for us. It works at first, but then it only wakes more of them up later. And they're telling them, we don't have a choice. You think it's just going to be Corzine going to prison? It's going to be all of them. And so they're looking at it right now. They go, what do? We start a big regional war. That'll get them to rally around the government and do what they're told. We'll do some domestic staged events. We'll have more PR with the military on the streets, you know, getting puppy dogs out of sewers and kittens out of trees. Literally that type of stuff. Showed to you yesterday. You know, the jaws of life, the army helping. We got to acclimate. We got to move forward, intensify the brainwashing, and just go for broke, hide it in plain view. And the memos keep coming out. Oklahoma City, it'll help us. It'll help us. It'll help us. And when they do, new Oklahoma cities, folks, remember, they think you're so stupid, they lobby for it publicly with one micron away from saying they did the last one or that they're going to do this one. And the attorney general who's in charge right now ran the cover-up of Oklahoma City and knew full well what happened. And you know what that means. A noble lie. Oklahoma City, 1995, the new film, the only modern film on the attacks. Incredible. Available at InfoWars.com. We'll talk to the producer and director straight ahead. Stay with us.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV.
fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Times article, Obama faces growing credibility crisis, and you scroll down, and there's the quote. The bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Rob Shapiro, another former Clinton official and supporter of Mr. Obama. He has to find some way between now and the November that's coming up of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he could do that. And then there's all these internal memos by others saying we need one. Now, for the next hour, we're joined by the makers of A Noble Lie, Chris Emery and James Lane. Chris Emery, of course, was one of the producers, and James Lane's the director. And, of course, I'm in it. A lot of other, Jane Graham, who was a witness to what happened working in HUD, is in it. Terrence Yeagy's mother, the police officer who found out the truth that they killed and tortured, is in it. Look. They're with us. I'm going to have them break it down. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. The reason it's important is there's no film made that's just about it, just about Oklahoma City in the last decade or so. And there's no film that's been modernly produced with all the latest info. And the gentlemen that we have on have been researching this for many, many years. I mean, I know that Chris Emery, I've been seeing him investigate this for at least, it's got to be close to a decade. So I think in this short segment, why is this important to you? You guys live in Oklahoma. How did you get started on it? And I think it's important to then break down what we really know about Oklahoma and then see if you agree with me. It's important to get this out now because people need to understand when they stage another one, they're going to use it against the good people in America. And exposing this may stop them from staging a new Oklahoma City. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Absolutely, Alex, and that's one thing that we saw with the underwear bomber. Kurt Haskell, in his first radio interview, said that he knew that there was something wrong with this official story of 9/11, and he was determined not to allow a cover-up to happen with the underwear bomber. So I think that that shows that we are having an effect, you know, the entire, you know, activist community in getting the message out and maybe stopping these events from happening. That's what's important about this documentary, A Noble Lie. We show the methodology that they use to cover up these events and use them to steer, you know, the geopolitical ends. What you're going to get from this documentary is information, whether you know everything about the Oklahoma City bombing or nothing, you're going to walk away with something new because we cover the information that was garnered in the early years of the investigation from the Oklahoma Bombing Investigation Committee, and then we get further into it though, with the new information that's come out from Jesse Trinidu and his FOIA requests.
Continue.
Go ahead. One good perspective we get on this, Alex, is that here's a whole new generation that has literally grown up since the event happened. And they are the ones that the seeds are being planted on by the corrupt people such as Mr. Shapiro, our current administration, Eric Holder. These people wake up in the morning and have no compunction with lying about this case. It's just absolutely shocking and disgusting. What we want to do is present the generation that was living at the time and the new generation with the correct information so they can make sound decisions and realize, you know what, we're still being lied to about this case.
And that's why the truth's still important, you know, almost 17 years after the fact. These people are still in positions of power today. They still have the ability to perpetrate another event like this. And this is what we're trying to hope for here with the movie, is to get some justice, you know, the deserved administering of punishment to the people that were involved. That's why we chose the title A Noble Lie. That's from Plato's The Republic. It's a lie told by the elite to maintain social harmony in the position of the elite. And that's what we see happen here, is that whether or not you think, whatever level you think that the federal government had it involved here, it is very obvious that there was a cover-up and they used this for their own political purposes. You know, there was a great movement at that time against globalization. All of the agenda was completely stalled. You had patriots all over the country that were trying to restore the Constitution. There was legislation that was trying to be passed, anti-terrorism legislation. You cover that in the film. And all that was stalled after the Oklahoma City bombing. If you mentioned anything about, you know, restoring the Constitution or the fighting the expansion of the police state powers, now you're a McVeigh. It was used to silence everybody. And we see that as a precursor to 9/11 and the Patriot Act. This is a methodology that they use over and over again. And Oklahoma City, I think, is one of the best cases that we can use to expose their methodology, because there's so many holes in the case. It's so easy to tear it apart. What we tried to do with this is boil it down to just the most provable essence.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back with the most provable essence. That was James Lane speaking. Chris Emery, the producer, with him. By the way, they got a great video connection with us there in their studio if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. But for the radio listeners, we'll also post this, obviously, by this evening on the public YouTube channel. But it's so important to expose a noble lie, a globalist gambit against liberty to stop the Patriot counter coup against their takeover.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the silver lung system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the silver lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the silver lung system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the silver lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset cheese. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they feel. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
A noble lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. Without truth, there is no justice. V.Z. Lawton, Oklahoma City bombing survivor. And the film is just jam-packed with survivors and eyewitnesses. It is, it really is the antidote to the lie. And if you order it by Sunday, we can guarantee that it'll be shipped out to you before Christmas, so you can give it as a gift or buy a couple copies, one for yourself and one to give friends and family. It is so important to support alternative media and filmmaking with all of this internet censorship coming in and the open announcements that they want to start shutting off the alternative media because we're becoming the dominant media. It is more important than ever that we go with the old-fashioned DVD and VHS and things like that to continue to get this information out to people, because as the system starts to try to clamp down on free speech, people are going to recognize it more. And the system's doing this because they're being exposed. The system is going in this direction because they're going to get in a lot of trouble if they don't. I mean, Corzine has been caught stealing millions of dollars. He's one of the top White House advisors, former governor of New Jersey, former head of Goldman Sachs. And the rats are leaving the sinking ship. His own people at the CME group are saying, no, he knew about it and gave the order. I'm not going to lie for him. And the media is trying to act like that news didn't come out 3 days ago. This is huge. Just like Fast and Furious. First he said he didn't know about it. Then it turned out he was intimately involved in it. Now the media says, oh, he put a stop to it, though. The government shipping guns into Mexico to destabilize Mexico, but to also then blame the Second Amendment, and CBS News got those memos. A pure example of a false flag staged event. Now, I want to get into the film. I want to get into the crystallized key points that prove the official story is a fraud, and there was a government cover-up and government involvement, elements of government. But I also want to parallel it to today with the attorney general, who was the deputy attorney general, and we have his emails, thanks to lawsuits and FOIA requests, where he was saying, we got to cover this up. It's a D-Day operation. We've got to get in there and make sure the public doesn't find out what happened. And they did. I mean, you know, people like Terrence Yakey went bye-bye. So, again, joining us from Oklahoma are Chris Emery and James Lane, the director, of course, James Lane, and the producer, Chris Emery, who really made a first-class only modern film. There were some underground things that came out right after it happened that did a great job exposing, you know, the bombs in the building and the newscast. But it was always grainy. You know, 10th generation. They got the original footage. They got stuff I've never seen before. I mean, folks, it's not High Point, I tell you. A Noble Lie is a film you want to get. You want to have viewing parties. You want to give it to police, military, now, so that when the globalists stage this stuff to blame returning veterans and others, because that's what they built their force up for, people know what they're dealing with. And just like you were mentioning, James, the fact that with the because the gentleman on the plane, Kurt Haskell, saw the underwear bomber being got on the plane and things, he made mental note, and his information turned out to be true, and the government had to admit they got the underwear bomber on the plane. And so now our people, people who are awake to false flag, we're everywhere, and that's really shaking the system up. Please continue.
Yes, and that's why it's important for, you know, your viewers and listeners to, you know, go to InfoWars Story to pick up this documentary, because it's going to show, again, the methodology that's been used to, you know, cover up these events and again, steer us towards globalization. One thing that came out recently, you had Andrew Griffin on from Reddit Report. He was exposing that there's some internal documents that came out from Fusion Center that list the OKBombing.net website as a domestic terrorist website. Now, this was originally ran by the Oklahoma Bombing Investigation Committee and State Representative Charles Key. Now, when we see the NDAA bill being passed, you know, we wonder, okay, well, who are the American citizens that they're going to want to round up and detain indefinitely? Well, it's people that have the audacity to expose their corruption, because these institutions' primary goal above all else, above truth and justice, is self-preservation. You know, and I mean, this is a state representative that just was trying to get to, you know, uncover the truth.
And by the way, the federal document that we showed on air, if we can pull it up, state chief document, Homeland Security document says OKC investigators are terrorists. We can put the actual document up. That'll pull it up if you want to search it, viewers or listeners or my own team. You notice they give a brief description and they say, this group doesn't believe the official story. They're terrorists. And of course, it's just a derelict website. He put the report out almost a decade ago, run by State Rep Charles Key, very upstanding with grand jurors and others that were there and knew what happened, General Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development. And so here they are telling cops, you investigate this and say it might not be what you were told, you're a terrorist. It's like people 3 weeks ago said, this can't be true. The government's going to secretly arrest citizens, and now it's admitted. But guys, break it down. You've got the floor.
Well, I think we should elaborate on the press, Alex, and what you brought up. Melissa Klinzing was the news director for Channel 4, KO4R in Oklahoma City, the morning of the bombing. And up to a year following the case, she said, and one of her famous quotes was, there's not one person in Oklahoma City that believes that Timothy McVeigh blew up the E.P. Murrah building by himself. The New York Times swept in, bought out Channel 4. They did not renew the contract for the news director, and one of the top, one of the top beat reporters, Jana Davis, that actually investigated this case. That is a clear sign that the media does control the stories in the way they want to. They will literally go out and buy out a station or a newspaper. So if your listeners are in any doubt that happens, it continues to happen. We've seen it firsthand right here in Oklahoma City. The blast pattern of the building clearly shows that there was contact charges. There are sources that came forward that we're going to elaborate on, that some were not included in the movie, that heard both the FBI and other law enforcement officers say, look, there were swabs, there were actually samples that were taken off of the columns that clearly show that there was C4 that dismantled those columns.
Yeah, we've got Brigadier General Parton interviewed in the documentary, and he did an excellent analysis. Saying that there had to be additional ordnance inside the building. He actually showed where they would have to be placed.
And warned people at the time when he saw it in the news, he saw the blast points on columns further away from columns that weren't damaged right up by the truck. You have the seismographs, the reports, the recordings, the ATF showing up seconds after, police being suspicious about it. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Exactly, and we've got witnesses, actual survivors from the building. I mean, who are you going to believe, the FEMA report or the actual survivors that were in the building? They said that the building was coming down 8 to 10 seconds before the truck bomb went off. I mean, to the point where the building was shaking, and they thought it was an earthquake, and they had enough time to get under their desk, you know, before the glass
Jane Graham
out.
Heading up HUD, as you know, we've interviewed her. She's in your film. Jane Graham saw them the day before wiring the building, a bunch of feds, and thought it was telephone men. I mean, they were just all over the place doing it.
Yeah, and if the FEMA report says that blast wave was traveling at 1,300 feet per second, you explain to me how the glass blows in, you know, and they've got 8 to 10 seconds before that to actually get under the desk. It's just nonsense. We've got a quote from Dr. Samuel Cohen, the inventor of the neutron bomb, saying that it doesn't matter how much ammonium nitrate and fuel oil was used, it would be against the laws of physics for it to create the blast pattern that it did. We've got an Eglin Air Force Base report. The Air Force reconstructed the event. They used the barrels, and they said that the gap between the barrels actually canceled out most of the blast and pushed it upwards. They created one single larger bomb, set it off to next to a weaker structure, and it did less damage. It was the final analysis from that report that there had to be additional ordnance inside the building.
And by the way, the ATF, when was it they blew up their own Ryder truck to their own test, right before?
It was in the months before in the deserts of New Mexico. That's correct. Almost identical.
I mean, these people are, and of course, Terrence Yagi, the police officer, knew that, but we know what happened to him.
That was very unfortunate. A year and 3 weeks after the bombing, he was found brutally murdered about a mile and a half from the front gate of the El Reno Penitentiary. That's 32 miles west of downtown Oklahoma City. He walked nearly a mile from his vehicle, and just multiple deep lacerations to the arms and the neck, rope burns on the neck, handcuff scars on the wrists. And they said that he shot himself next to a tree. Completely ludicrous. No investigation done on
the case. Like Vince Foster, of course. What his last call was to his partner, though, that he'd gone to his storage shed to get, you know, the proof, and that feds were following him.
That's correct.
It was actually the death blow was a wound that came down from the top of his head through the bottom of his jaw at a distance far enough away not to leave powder burns. you know. And then his death is called a suicide. They don't do an autopsy, you know. And he, you know, his family said that he wasn't suicidal. He was getting promotions. He was getting the key to the city. He had reconciled with his wife. He had everything to live for. And when they questioned that it was called a suicide, they said, well, you guys are paranoid. You watch too much television.
One thing that we found out from the county sheriffs in Canadian County, which is next to Oklahoma County, where Oklahoma City is, that these are people that Terrence went to kindergarten with, he went to high school with. They were sheriffs, deputies. They showed up at the scene where Terry's body was found, and they said that there were law enforcement personnel, both plain clothes and uniform, turning over the crime scene with spade shovels, completely in the face of any tangible or any credible investigation. They did not do an autopsy.
They were literally mopping up the torture and murder scene.
It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible what they did.
Well, this is used to silence anybody else that was going to investigate this. You know.
And by the way, see, those sheriffs right then should have just arrested those feds. I mean, clearly, you're covering this up. You were involved. But see, not in America now. Oh, you're a fed. Oh, let me grovel to you. But again, dovetailing this, look at Fast and Furious. Look at how it... They were shipping the guns into Mexico, drugs back in. It's even in the New York Times now, but nobody's in trouble.
And NBC just came out with internal emails saying that they were going to use this event to issue new gun control legislation. I mean, it's just out in the open now. Something else that was interesting about Terry Yakey is one of the hallmarks of an ammonium nitrate and fuel oil bomb is a nitric gas cloud. Anytime that it was used in Ireland 41 years ago last August, and Sterling Hall, they set off an ampo bomb. The first 26 responders were hospitalized from inhalation of nitric gas. That did not occur at the Oklahoma City bombing. Terry Yakey was on the scene within minutes and saved 8 people's lives that day. All of the survivors said that they had no problem with respiration other than a little bit of the smoke from the cars that were out front. So there was no ammonium nitrate gas, which calls into question that ampo was even used at all.
No, they did that to then start tracking farmers and teach that, you know, the American people are terrorists. Now, again, why were they so scared of Terrence Yakey? I mean, you interview his mother in this film. I believe that's the first time she's been interviewed in the film. I mean, folks, I can't tell you, this is a true investigative masterwork, and it's cyanide to these vampires. This is a big old bucket of holy water, a big old silver cross to Count Dracula, but you've got to get it, and you've got to use it against them. I'll just ask you on air, what's your stance on folks airing this on Access TV?
We encourage it. If anybody wants to set up a local screening, they can get in contact with us at contact@freemindfilms.com. We'll send them movie posters that they can use to promote it. Other people are talking about putting it in the libraries. They can go to InfoWars store, buy it there, put it in the libraries, you know, get the word out.
We've had, in fact, a member of the bombing committee, very active in a local parish here in Oklahoma City, wants to do a showing at his church. We encourage that. I'm looking forward to meeting the pastor. So the word.
Well, Americans couldn't believe the government was this evil 15, 16 years ago. But doesn't Fast and Furious and Tonkin being declassified and all this stuff being out now and that us evil 9/11 truthers question things, we've broken the ice. So people now understand this. But why do you think all these White House advisors are so arrogant? It's like 5 of them now are pleading, if we just had one, it would really help you. I mean, how dumb do they think we are to be writing articles saying, we'll blame our enemies, we really need one? And obviously the higher-ups are going, no, they're on to us, we can't do it.
They're intoxicated with arrogance, Alex. And after, you know all the intel on this, most of it, and what we've seen, you're right. It's absolutely unbelievable that they can get up in the morning and look at themselves in the mirror and think that they can actually get away with this. They have no value for human life, and we saw it firsthand here.
Yeah, when you look at the, you know, all of the criteria of a psychopath, these people actually meet all of the criteria. They believe that we are actually lesser beings than they are, and they have no remorse for, you know, riding our ashes to their own political ends.
Now, the head of the FBI's counterterrorism group claimed he was in Dallas and got a Southwest flight. Turned out he didn't fly. They have the hotel receipts. He's that arrogant. We know some of the teams that were already there. And so from your deep research, as you guys are nose to the grindstone on this, go through some more of the points, but also as best we can tell exactly who was involved in this. From my research, it's FBI, high-level government special forces, some private think tanks, some foreign intelligence operatives, and FBI.
Well, we have here in Oklahoma, in eastern Oklahoma, we have a white separatist compound called Elohim City. Now, this seemed to be a base of operations for the Oklahoma City bombing. You had FBI informant Carol Howe, I'm sorry, ATF informant Carol Howe, was telling the ATF prior to the Oklahoma City bombing that these people were scouting out locations to attack federal buildings. Now, there was foreknowledge there. We've got a witness, an actual resident of Elohim City, that says that he can place Timothy McVeigh on site.
They were using it as a cutout, and the Southern Poverty Law Center had operatives in there, correct?
Exactly, yes, and that's some of the documents that Jesse Trinidu has uncovered, is that there were at least six Southern Poverty Law Center operatives at Elohim City at the time. And, you know, he said anytime you've got five people talking about overthrowing the government, three of them are working for the government. And it looks like they're using the Southern Poverty Law Center as a private wing of the FBI and ATF to be able to do operations that, you know, they wouldn't normally be able to do because of, you know, any restrictions of the institutions. Yeah. So out of that city, you've got Andreas Strassmeyer. Now, that's the gentleman that Jane Graham saw in the basement with the gray putty and wire. He was working out of Elohim City at the same time when McVeigh was there. So, you know, these are the players that tie all of this together.
Now, why were so many Iraqis brought in that had been brought in after the first Gulf War by Bush Sr. and Clinton? Was that a cover story or an emergency plan B to blame it on Arabs and Muslims if the domestic terror route didn't go well?
You know, that's a red herring, Alex. I wish we could put a better thumb on that. But you're right. There were over 5,000 refugees that were located to the Midwest and the Oklahoma City area in Oklahoma. A lot of the folks that were suspect on this case, we know that some of them still live here in the city. And it's very, very disgusting to see that they weren't brought into custody. We know that some of them were complicit, but we just couldn't include that in the film because we didn't have enough definitive information.
Another thing that concerns me about that is former CIA Director Woodley is actually now publicly saying, yes, you know, he thinks that there was Al-Qaeda involvement and such. And it looks like they're trying to use them to support the you know.
Well, I've always said they were going to double back because those guys were trained by the CIA when Saddam was, quote, the U.S. ally. And so that's why they were brought back out. Most of them were double agents who were helping give intel on Saddam. So they were brought back out at the end of the last Gulf War. And so we know some of them were videotaped, were involved, and then were allowed to leave the country. So, again, this is a classic intel op where they've got layer after layer so that no one knows the full story but the mastermind. I wonder what Mr. Holter can tell us.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we need to hold these people accountable. They're still in positions of power today. You know, we see that McVeigh was actually telling his family and everybody that he was actually working for the government to fly drugs into the United States and assassinate security risks. Even, you know, Terry Nichols, after he had gone through his federal and state trials, was saying that, you know, he was ready to spill the beans about the other people that were involved. And people will question, well, if McVeigh was involved with all these other people and he was about to be put to death, why does he not, you know, turn them out and tell them what happened? Well, I think that, you know, the presence of Dr. Jolyon West, he consulted with McVeigh's defense team after his arrest. He was the number two psychological warfare expert in the country, just under Dr. Ewan Cameron. And he worked with Patty Hearst, Saron Saron, and Jack Ruby. Now, after that...
You can't make this up. He was the assigned doctor for him from the arrest up to the execution. Every time McVeigh was on TV, he was drugged out of his gourd. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song.
Exposing false flag terror is the key at this temporal level of existence to bringing down these people, because everything they do is stage a crisis, offer a solution. They stage a global financial crisis, take over society as a solution on record. They don't even deny that. They stage, oh my gosh, carbon dioxide is deadly. The earth's going to die. We've got to tax and control everything to save the earth. Oh, my gosh, we've got to take all your rights and invade and attack all these countries because you're in danger and they're going to blow stuff up. It's the oldest trick in the book, problem, reaction, solution. And, again, I'm not going to push this much more. I just hope that you get the gift of truth this Christmas, whether it's all 18 of my films on DVD for 70% off and 18 different gifts. You can do all your shopping at once. A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City 95. Get Citizen Rulebook with it and Infowars.com and in the Fed bumper stickers as well. That's available at Infowars.com. And, I mean, it's a life and death situation to expose that, hey, criminal elements in the government engaged in this military gambit. That's what it's called. It's really a gambit. In fact, I'll guarantee you that's what they called it. To demonize domestic groups and move towards using the military against the population. That's when all that current plan went into high gear that I became aware of at Oklahoma City. That's what really pushed me to get on air. I saw that, saw the local newscast that folks were mailing down to Austin and getting on Access TV. I was seeing like a week after it was on the news of the bombs being taken out and the governor talking about it and press conferences with Hoppy Heidelberg or General Benton K. Parton. And I was watching what Oklahomans were seeing. And because there were folks sending it down here in a network, I was seeing on Access TV, and I said, oh, my gosh. I'd already read in history books about Hitler blowing up the Reichstag and stuff. I said, I gotta go get on air if I'm getting the same chills I got back then. And boom, because it's the heart of it. It's how they sell everything else. We got to attack Iran. They're going to nuke us. We got to have checkpoints because you can't be trusted. And it's prior restraint. It's saying you're bad, you're a terrorist, you're evil. Our guests will be with us for another 20 minutes, but I tell you, they're so informed, and they've got such a great audio and video set up. I want to invite them back up next week to do part two because, you know, to really have it prepared. They can send me clips they want to play, and we can kind of go through the film and do a full review. We'll also try to do it on the nightly news, but this is so important. Going back to both of these gentlemen, we're about to go to break here, but we're going to come back in the next 20 minutes, and I'm going to turn the mic off and, you know, literally go sit in the control room so you guys can get your points out. But when we come back, what is most important in smoking guns? Well, were you guys threatened? You know, what else is important for folks to know about the film?
The way the grand jury was given the information, they were very restricted on what they could see. And Judge David Russell, oddly enough, who presided over the grand jury, was selected. He was on the short list of judges who actually selected the defense counsel. He ended up selecting McVeigh's own counsel. So this thing was rigged from day one, even on the judicial side. Hopper Heidelberg comes forward in the movie and pretty much tells it all out. He lays it out, how he was treated, the fact that he wasn't able to get shop drawings, he wasn't able to call the witnesses, he wasn't able to call the architects, get any samples of the crime scene evidence, and he was given three choices on the situation. And the judge pretty much could have dismissed him without cause, he could have granted Hoppy's wishes on this letter that he wrote to the judge, or he could have said no, and then given reasons why he declined to give Hoppy the information. The judge took the first option of dismissing him from the grand jury without cause. Unbelievable. This is the only guy on the 12-member jury that was asking questions that were relevant to the crime.
And the FBI came to his house with their firearms threatening him.
Exactly. He was the only one that would actually read the juror's handbook, and he knew what his rights were as a federal grand juror and demanded those. They weren't going to allow that, and they had
stay
to
there. Them. Back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terranu is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship, body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into the third hour in 20 minutes. Bob Chapman's joining us. We're doing part one of this interview live right now with our guest, the producer and the director of the film, A Noble Lie, available at Infowars.com. We were just talking about Hoppy Heidelberg with his Citizen's Rulebook. He actually had one of these, same ones we sell, the Patriot one about jury nullification, all of it, the rights of a grand juror. And they got pretty upset about that. I talked to him years ago. From memory, I think he tried to hand these out, too, and that really made him upset. And they just wanted the cover-up to go ahead, but he's in the film. Continue, gentlemen. This is a five-minute segment. We've got a 12-minute segment coming up before you leave us. But continue breaking down A Noble Lie and the Hoppy Heidelberg point.
Well, you were talking about intimidation, and yes, Hoppy was intimidated by the FBI, attempted to intimidate him, and he wasn't going to have any of that. But we also interview Don Browning. He's a retired Oklahoma City police officer that worked at the canine unit and was there for search and rescue. He said that an FBI agent said that people that like him that ask questions often end up dead, and he said that it was the way it was presented to him, he thought it was a threat, you know. And
they had their hitmen everywhere. Go ahead.
Yeah. And a lot of the people that we interview in the movie, they've stated that this is going to be the last interview they do. So, I mean, this is really the last chance that we, you know, to really encapsulate this story into one cohesive package. You know, we've got folks like, you know, Jane Graham, where she said, you know, this is it. She's not going to do another one.
Exactly. One other thing that people will appreciate this film even more is that the gentleman that actually shot, he was our director of photography, shot the interviews, had done the same thing on several anniversaries the last 4 or 5 years for Discovery Channel, for History Channel, for National Geographic. He knew firsthand what they, as they say, left on the cutting room floor. And when we approached him, he says, I'm going to do it right for you guys. He says, nothing is going to go on the cutting room floor if I can help it. And by gosh, if our editor kept at least 95% of the interviews on there. So people are going to see what Discovery, what National Geographic, and what History Channel refuse to put on the networks. We are going to show it.
Yeah, that was our director of photography, Devin Winter, and he said that, you know, those interview subjects said the same thing to them that they said to us. But this is the first time that it's all going to come out, because anything that contradicted the official story, you know, with these mainstream media outlets, obviously got cut.
Yeah, I've talked to Jane Graham. And in fact, since a lot of people are riding off of the sunset, you gave me, well, I already have a lot of their numbers, but we do need to get you guys back on. I forgot that point next week and start having some of them on here and playing some clips just so the public realizes what we're talking about here. I mean, actually hear it from them. They've told all this to the mainstream media. And it never ends up getting out there, because this isn't mainstream media. This is lying snake media that has brought our country to this point.
I see some of the hosts that we look back on the archive footage, and we know who the hosts are. Of course, they've aged quite a bit since then. I see them at basketball games. I'll see them at a Walmart or a 7-Eleven. They know who I am. They know who James is. We know who they are, and they just avoid us like the plague. They do not even want to talk about this.
I mean,
they were told to shut up.
Yeah, in the early hours of the bombing, you know, all of the local news stations were telling the truth. And then after, you know, federal boots hit the ground, the story started to change. The only station that really maintained any integrity for what, a few months, was the local station Channel 4. But then the New York Times came in and bought them up and fired everybody that was contradicting the official story and basically silenced any dissent.
Because this was about the reelection of Bill Clinton and the rollout of the military and police against the citizens, and now here we are 15, 16 years later, and they've overthrown Posse Comitatus. They're saying, we'll arrest you and throw away the key. Total tyranny. Drones are now being used. TSA checkpoints on highways. Government grabbing small children's genitals. I mean, who could ever believe it? But they did it all on the back of stage terror.
Yeah, I mean, look at the anti-terrorism legislation that was stalled before the Oklahoma City bombing. It fell through without any dissent after that. And, you know, same thing with the Patriot Act. You know, any expansion of police state power seemed to follow one of these falsified events.
Wow. Well, before the year 2011 ends, we're going to have you guys back up repeatedly and have Jane Graham and others back on, and some of the others you interviewed right there in studio with you, so people can really have this on record. And folks, we haven't even scratched the surface. When we come back, I want you guys to roll through the evidence of the film and as best you can research who was behind the attacks specifically in the federal government. Stay with us. It's a Noble Live.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Calvin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full-acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is the only film in the last decade that's been professionally produced looking at Oklahoma City. I've got 35 minutes or so of my three-hour Road to Tyranny. Covers it well, but not with all the eyewitnesses and all the clear footage and the deep research they've done living in Oklahoma for many years. In fact, Chris, I'm just going from memory, but haven't you been around for like 10 years investigating this that I've heard of you out there being involved?
Yes, Alex. Thank you. I started in 2000, actually moved here in 2003. There was no way that I could commute back and forth from Fort Worth, and then living in New Mexico for a year logistically was impossible. So I decided to move here, and it was amazing. I was humbled by having the ability to talk to over 325 victims, family members, survivors, law enforcement, everybody that you found out one at a time that they knew there was something horribly wrong with this story. And some of them asked me to keep their names confidential. Others said, that's fine. You can put my name on there. They've signed release forms. So
well, write down some of the people that gave you intel that didn't want to be on the record, and then some of the other big bombshells that are on record. I mean, here you got the inventor of the neutron bomb saying it's impossible, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, the head grand juror saying he was threatened, you know, the mother of the cop they killed who saw what the ATF did, the woman, the head of HUD seeing the feds planting bombs and thinking they were telephone men. I mean, this is hardcore. And this is a testament. You think you're safe, folks, when people like this running the country? It's a gambit in chess. And militaries do this, where you send in 100 troops, 1,000, to bring out the enemy. You know it's going to wipe out the troops, but they're a sacrifice. And the argument is the end justifies the means. You don't lose 10,000 troops because you're willing to lose 100. That's what they do when governments conduct false flags, and it's very sick. Please continue. Break it down.
Two people in particular, in fact, they're in the film. After about 3 months, 4 months of research in this case, I had to get grounded. I had to get with somebody in law enforcement or former law enforcement that really knew the nuts and bolts of this case. And that's when I first met Craig Roberts at Tulsa. Drove up there, met with him for the better part of a day, and he laid it all out for me. And and of course, he did an absolutely stellar job of getting the original cache of information together on Terry Akey. He handed me his dossier, a copy of it, and says, you want to run with this, go right ahead. And Craig is really, he's one of the underpinnings. He's an excellent source of information on this. Why? Because he was actually asked by the FBI office in Tulsa to come on and investigate for them. They knew that he had the goods and the resources and basically the inside scoop on people that may or may not have known who actually committed this crime. And then the second person, of course, was Hoppe Heidelberg. So you go from former law enforcement to a gentleman that was actually on the grand jury. And after that, I says, my gosh, you know, we've got to get a clear focus on this. And people like James came forward, and he was able to put the gel to this whole thing together.
Well, what we tried to do with this movie is to actually just boil it down to the most provable essence. And, you know, like no matter if you know everything about the bombing or nothing about the bombing, you're going to walk away with new information. We didn't want to just preach to the choir. We actually wanted to give activists and, you know, people that are awake a tool that they can use to wake others up. And so we actually go through the official story at the beginning of the movie and then deconstruct how it is a lie. And I think, you know, in the beginning, we're covering the Oklahoma Bombing Investigation Committee's information, their research that has stood without any, dissent yet. In fact, that came out a few weeks before 9/11. It was meant to get a congressional hearing on the case, and then 9/11 completely overshadowed it. Then we get into the information more recently that researchers like Wendy Painting has been doing, actually going through the defense archives. And then Jesse Trinity, of course, I mean, you've had him on the show before, Alex, and that guy is just amazing. He's from the hills of Kentucky, and his brother was brutally murdered at the federal transfer facility. And he said, you know, you kill one of my family members, you better kill all of us, because we're not going to stop until we get some justice.
Yeah, he's a lawyer who's keeps suing him, and then they'll black out one document, and he sues them again. They black out the other part, and he gets the full image, and it's the government running the attack. It's just incredible.
Exactly. I mean, he's the one that's uncovered the documents about the SPLC being involved. There was a CIA satellite actually pointed at that white separatist compound the day of the bombing. It took days to coordinate satellite movements back in those days. It's not
what about
like,
Camp
you know,
Grouper and the cops that were flying around privately and saw the truck being loaded with fuel oil? What's that?
Well, we never could get a definitive source on that. We think it's mere coincidence. In fact, the government does rent out Ryder trucks quite often. They had a contract with the Ryder at the time, so it may have been just a coincidental overlap. But we really.
What about the video that Larry Flint and the Hustler went with? It was sent to us and then later sent to Hustler, where it looks just like McVeigh a year after he's supposedly out of the military at that demolitions base.
Again, we weren't able to include some of the information in the movie, but I did speak with Bill Bean yesterday, and we are going to put out a YouTube video. We have an extensive interview with him. We have his original footage, and we're going to be getting that out within the next week. So, yeah, you know, keep an eye out for that.
What's your view on that? I mean, clearly, Terry Nichols and others have signed affidavits now. That's what the other witnesses said. McVeigh, who was highly decorated, was taken sheet dip, put into security, and told he was basically, like you said, assassinating people, helping run drugs in the country for national security, of course, and getting ready to set up domestic groups. And, of course, they set him up.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you look at the death certificate after McVeigh was supposedly executed, it says his occupation is U.S. Army. You know, I mean, it just gets ridiculous. Anybody can go look that one up. But
I'll tell you what's crazy is it must be like every 10 people or something. I go to family reunions and stuff and have family and people who were, most of them are like former Army officers, and off record, they were all recruited by the CIA, but then got out for different reasons. And it was usually, I won't deal drugs and kill people in America. So it's the Army, is from my research, is where they get most of the ground level drug dealing murderers. I mean, it's incredible. They must have a giant army of them.
One thing a lot of people don't realize, McVeigh was actually on the security detail for General Schwarzkopf in the first Persian Gulf War. He was a sharpshooter. He got an award for his service, actually, when he was in custody at the Denver County Jail waiting federal trial. So McVeigh was not a pushover in the Army. He was pretty sharp.
Now, you were talking about the multiple trucks. Now, James Sargent actually retired from an extensive military career and then went fishing at the lake there in Kansas, at Gary State Lake, where McVeigh supposedly was setting the Ryder truck with him on a nitrate and fuel. He saw it days before. They saw the Ryder truck there days before the official story says the truck was there. At the same time, they're seeing trucks at, you know, a strip club in Tulsa, Lady Godiva's, you know, and they see the people there with Andreas Strassmeyer and McVeigh, you know, with the Ryder truck outside. So it looks like there were multiple trucks in play here. And Strassmeyer is an interesting character. I mean, like I say, he's really one of the threads that tie this all together. You know, after the bombing, he's whisked out of the country through Mexico, and the FBI says, well, they investigated it. That consisted of them actually making a phone call and saying, were you involved? He said, no. Okay, done. Well, the FBI has mountains and mountains of 302s from their investigation. They never asked any important people the important questions.
Yeah, no, it was all about creating a fake investigation, as Colonel Craig Roberts, he's also Army Lieutenant Colonel, and, of course, before that, Marine in Vietnam, sniper himself, best-selling author, and, of course, one of the main sources for your film. But expanding on that, we have all the different video cameras, and we have FBI agents in the L.A. Times and Washington Times saying, I saw McVeigh with these other men getting in and out, and that they declared national security on the tapes.
Yeah, exactly. Every single person, every witness that saw McVeigh the day of the bombing, including the ones used for the prosecution, saw McVeigh with other perpetrators that day. Why can't we see the videotapes? I mean, we saw the same thing with 9/11. They won't show us any of the videotapes of the Pentagon. Well, they won't show us any tapes of the Oklahoma City bombing. It's almost 17 years after. If everybody's been brought to justice, why can't we see them? You know, Jesse Trinity tries to get access to the tapes. Their story keeps changing. They say, well, we can't find them. It's the biggest manhunt in history, biggest investigation in history at that time. and they can't find the tapes. That's ridiculous. Then they leak out some of them, and they all go blank at 9:02 a.m., and they say, well, they were all these different buildings with different security companies all changed their tapes at 9:02 a.m. It just gets ludicrous.
We went back to the service, ADT Security Service. Their building, Quincy Dane left, was less than 2 blocks from the Murrah building. Went back to the supervisor, and he says, no, there was nothing wrong with those cameras. They had checked them less than 2 weeks before the bombing happened on routine maintenance. They're basically the service reps. Went to the Murrah building and said, yeah, these cameras are working fine. No worries here. Pay your bill, and we're on our way.
Well, that's like Princess Diana, where all the cameras turn off right as it happens. And then her own letter comes out and the video, but the government seized it, where she said, Prince Charles says he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident. And then we're the conspiracy theorists for not buying the official story of Diana, when she said, Charles is going to kill me, and how he said he was going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pattern that we see time and time again. You know, they never want to let the tapes out. And, you know, I think the final court decision, there was the CIA came forward and said that it would pose a grave risk to national security if these tapes were to be released. You know, we're supposed to forget that John Doe number two ever existed, you know, is the greatest manhunt in history.
That's right. The government said national security. Just like when the Sinaloa cartel said, we ship drugs in for America, you ship us guns. The government came in and said, it's true, national security.
Another very peculiar aspect on this, the research was, there are agencies, Alex, that we never knew even existed out of Washington and Langley, Virginia, that are popping up on the FOIA request, that we know that they showed up at the crime scene that morning. And it's like, wow, where did this agency come from? Where did these people come from? If it was a lone nut driving an ANFO-laden truck bomb in front of a building, why do you have some of the top 14 agencies, some of them that we never knew existed, show up in Oklahoma City?
Why was the head of the FBI anti-terrorism group lying, that saying he wasn't there, and it turns out he was?
It's amazing. Lies after lies after lies. So this film, we know that we really are clarifying a lot of those concerns and bringing out information nobody's ever seen before.
And like you were saying earlier, you got Mark Tin, who is head of a PR firm that specializes in public relations for, you know, genocidal third world dictators, saying that the only thing that's going to save the Obama administration is another Oklahoma City bombing. You know, I mean, they're ramping up for it, and I think we're overdue for another false flag. And so getting the word out, you know, going to the InfoWars store, buying the DVD, spreading this information, this could actually save lives, I think. And I mean,
I know you guys spent, what, I mean, 3 or 4 years getting this done.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, years of research, almost, you know, 16 years of research that we incorporated into the movie. But, yes, it was over a year and a half in production because we wanted to have that.
Yeah, because I remember Chris talking to me about this like 2 years ago. All right, guys, it's available at InfoWars.com, A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 95. Everybody get it. And let's go ahead and get you guys set up for next week. We need to talk about some of the other witnesses you want to bring in for next week's interview. Amazing. Bob Chapman straight ahead. A ton of news. Stay with us.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-221-2000. 888-999-8422. 21stCenturyGood.com. Power up your survival.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Okay, we're back, and the editor of the InternationalForecaster.com and frequent guest Friday analyst, Bob Chapman, is with us for the next 40 minutes until this Friday edition ends. I'll be back, of course, live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Hope that you will join us for that. I've gotten to a lot of the news that's taking place, but I wanted to, before we get into the economics with Bob, where he's really the expert fighting the globals for 50-plus years, I wanted to ask Bob, the NDAA passes. Obama says he wants to kill it secretly. He's the one that wanted it all along. That's now gone public. And then on top of that, we have the open announcement now. Okay, the government does want to selectively shut down any free speech they want. Okay, we may start taking pension funds. Okay, we're going to use drones on you. I mean, it's even moving faster than I thought, Bob. They must know that they're getting ready to really collapse things. Have you ever seen anything move this quick? And what's your view on all the movement we're seeing? They're really trying to batten down the hatches on the American people. And the same stuff's happening in Europe. Same thing's happening in Asia. I mean, this is the big one. I mean, are they getting ready for World War III? What's happening?
Well, I think there could be a succession of wars as well as a World War III. And I think they'd open up with smaller actions and graduate into larger ones. As far as the president signing this piece of legislation, of course. The reference you made to it happening all over the world, the expeditious process, you're right about that. You've got a number of major elections coming up. The first real important one that I'm able to cite here is in France in May and June. And I don't know if you discussed this in the program or not. There's three parties. The center party, which is in office, Mr. Sarkozy. Of course, sometimes I get that name mixed up. And then you have the candidate from the socialist, which happens to be pretty far to the left. And then you have Marine Le Pen. And she is getting polled at around 21% right now. And I think she'll build up to a 26 before the election and be one of the two parties that'll run in June. Now, what's significant about her is that she's already said, look, what we're going to do here is get out of the euro, we're going to get out of the European Union, and we're going to get rid of all these illegal aliens. And she's got a big shot at it. And if she becomes the president of France or PM, whichever it is, that's going to throw a bombshell into what's going on in Europe. The bankers hate her. The bankers hated her father even more. And I must tell you that the Le Pen family is a very good friend of mine and friends of mine, and I have to tell you that I'm a little prejudiced.
Well, certainly they get demonized for a reason, because they're nationalistic and globalists don't like that, kind of like Margaret Thatcher was. What is going on in Europe? I mean, obviously they're saying the banks are taking over. In fact, I wanted to ask you about this. Cameron comes out and says vetoes euro expansion when he's always tried to block the British people from being able to have a vote to get out of the euro, which they never voted to enter. What's really happening there?
Well, I'm so glad you brought this up because, number one, I don't know which way they're going on it, but I'm going to give you two versions. You see the current version. The excuse is that the other members of the Eurozone wanted to put a 1% tax on transactions in the City of London. I deplore them, but that's not the point. That's unfair. And that's got around 15 or 20% of volume. That means business would move over to Frankfurt. Now, she might just as well as punch Mr. Cameron in the nose or the British people in the nose as to put something up like that. So I think there's another reason here. And I think reason could very well be 65% of the Germans don't want to be in the euro or in the eurozone. The situation with the debt in the six countries that are virtually bankrupt, they don't want to continue to support these people. Since the inception of the euro, 66% of men and 71% of women, and that's some years ago, did not want it at that time.
All right, well, stay there. We got to go to break, Bob. Let's talk about why this is so important, because this is the attempt to set up world government through the European Union, as we knew they would always do, and if they're not able to get this done, this could really be a crippling blow to the globalists. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple.
Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. To not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shot.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
An attribute that I'm upset by things, that I'm irritated by the public being conned and losing basic freedoms, and that I have an instinct and a drive to want to warn people. And you should have that too. And obviously most of you who are listeners have that same drive, and that's why you're here. But now, more importantly than ever, we're not tooting our horn. We're not confidently, myself included, producing newscasts and documents that illustrate to others how right we've been. Now there is a world government. Now it's not denied. Now it's a police state coming out to the people. It's a collectivist model based on phony environmentalism as a pretext to selectively, financially destroy people. It's here. We were right. We warned the people. The globalists stalled the public while trying to get this in place. Now they're imploding Europe. In fact, I have a article here I wanted to raise to Bob. It's out of Time Magazine. Out of chaos order, IMF seeks collective world bailout of Europe. And they go on to say how great it is and that we're going to bail out the Europeans. When it's not Europeans, it's the mega banks who are getting the bailout and who engineered the fraud. And they count the public being ignorant about this and just, oh, we're going to raise your taxes to save Europe, those lazy Europeans. And so you were bringing up the point that, yeah, I mean, the polls are 70, 80, in some cases even higher, against the euro. Most countries weren't allowed to vote to be in it or out of it. And now you've got England and other European blocs jockeying for who gets the big position in it. So where do you see it going? I mean, obviously, time is not on their side, as we said a year ago when Brzezinski started warning the elite, hey, we're in trouble. Because once you look past the puppet Obama, the puppet Merkel, Sarkozy, Cameron, and you look to the banker, money manipulator, money changer, once you're aware of that fraud, then how do they ever get themselves out of it? Okay, start shutting down the web. Start arresting people. I mean, you think that's really going to work? It never works long term. And because we got the jump on them, Bob, historically, I mean, they are in the news today going, well, I guess they're going to shut down free speech. I guess it's what's needed. I guess the Pentagon really is going to do all this. I mean, you've got the top 80 inventors of the Internet going public saying America is falling to an authoritarian system. This is a worldwide treaty. A new dark age is upon us. Everyone's starting to sound like Alex Jones. I have so many guests on who years ago would go, Alex, you go a little far, like Lord Monckton or Sheriff Mack or anybody. They're like, no, you were exactly right. You were right. How did you know this? Because I studied history in their own documents. Now, Bob, you saw this long ago before I was born, and you were always seen as hardcore because you would break it all down. But this is like two runaway trains going right towards each other. So where do you see Europe going? What do you see happening?
Well, the facts that I was bringing out was the history of the German people and their reaction to the beginnings of the euro and then the European Union, and then that they were forced into absorbing Eastern Germany, which was a disaster area. And then they went had to go 1-for-1 on the currency. It should have been 30-50-to-1. Now, with that said, they're sick and tired of paying the price. They want out. And I think there's tremendous pressure within Germany, and that's why I'm considering that the whole thing with England was a setup, because just on the face of it, to ask them to pay this tax and nobody else is ridiculous. So I think Germany wants out of the euro and out of the European Union.
And so they're going to let it, I agree with you, and because their politicians are all losing and being kicked out. And so even though they're globalists, they understand it's political suicide. That's why they want the open tyranny. You had said a couple of weeks ago that you thought MF Global was a shell corporation they'd set up, and that the loss was actually upping the ante for the other bet they'd made that was a win, that was a transfer. And now that's what Zero Hedge, that's heavily connected. They're a bunch of super successful brokers in New York that run that under the nom de guerre, nom de plume, Tyler Durden. And they're saying that that's probably what's going on from some of the information they have. But how do you square that then with Corzine? And I don't think Max Kaiser makes stuff up. Kaiser does have a lot of big connections. He says that the head of J.P. Morgan, which was reported by Bloomberg and others, that's where the money went. Now they say they don't know where it went, like the feds don't know where it went. I mean, who buys that a month and a half in, or even 24 hours in? This is ridiculous. I mean, they know where you money transfer. They know what's in your bank account. They know who you pay. I mean, it's a joke. But Kaiser's saying that the head of Goldman Sachs said, I'm going to have you killed if you don't loot those accounts and give us that money that you lost speculating. So what do you make of all this? Or would they order him to make that bet and transfer and then still say, we don't care, give us money on top of it? Because we know Goldman Sachs is the Darth Vader enforcer for Emperor Palpatine. Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is the enforcer to Emperor Palpatine, J.P. Morgan Chase.
Well, I think either versions are fine. And I think Max has probably got good information. And I think one of the things that people should notice here that I think has been misconstrued, and that is presently and in the past, you could have hypothecation and rehypothecation, but only in a margin account, no matter where it was. And it's perfectly legitimate and normal operating procedure. A lot of people don't know about that because they don't read their contracts. They can't do that in a cash account, unless they will just rush into some company and steal everybody's stock. And then they have the United States government all over them, because the big money is made in those markets. Commodity markets are less than 1% of the action. The bond market's 100 times bigger than the stock market. So the stock and bond market is where they make their money. They're not going to try to shut that thing down unless it...
So is this a backhanded attack against gold speculation, as we've seen the last year, raising margin calls? Is this an attack against farmers and others hedging their bets on crops and people making money in the gold market? Because that's why we've seen gold and silver plunge, Kaiser and others are saying, is because now people don't trust the gold and silver commodity markets.
Well, that's true to an extent. We don't know. We're only guessing at the fallout for the COMEX in regard to gold and silver. The number of contracts have dropped, but as of yesterday, it's starting to move back up again. And so that is hard to judge at this time. But it would be naturally say, gee, I don't want to play there anymore if they're doing that. But anybody who knows anything knows you signed a letter that said they can go take the things in your account and use them. And it's as simple as that. Now, as far as the part that Morgan played in this, I think it could be either way that you described, whether they're involved at all in anything that they shouldn't be doing. We just don't know that yet. And will we ever know? I don't know. All I know is that people are out their accounts. I think people are going to get paid back. Well, will they get it all? I don't know. Will they get 50 or 75%? Probably. Now, the people who have been talking about this are extending it, and they're saying all the markets in the world are going to collapse. All the markets in the world are not going to collapse. They're going to go down in value, and maybe eventually we'll use the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Maybe it'll eventually go down to, over the next several years, to perhaps 3,000 or 2,000 on the Dow. Now, of all of this, what can be a solution? It's very simple. Elect Ron Paul. He's the only way out for us. He can stop all that. He can stop the prisons, working group, and financial markets by doing away with it. They won't be able to legally manipulate and rig the markets anymore. He'll take the Federal Reserve and put it inside the Treasury Department. And he'll go on and on and on with all of these different
things. I agree with you, but let me raise this point. Ron Paul gets elected. He'll admit false flags if it's Fast and Furious or Tonkin or Ajax, but he won't get into 9/11, which is fine, because that's more of a quagmire. The others are cut and dried, admitted government operations. But to claim that it's asinine to question who's behind something when government stands to gain and they're writing memos about how terror attacks help them take over, I mean, that's a crazy person that doesn't look at any event and question it. But what happens if Ron Paul gets in office and the globalists then stage a bunch of terror attacks and say, see, the Arabs see you as weak. And you didn't attack all these countries, so now you've got to attack all these nations, or the terrorists will strike. At that point, Paul's got to come out and use the government areas he controls to point out it's a fraud. And I guess he did do that on my show Tuesday. I mean, he did say the thing was a false flag. That's his words, claiming Iran wanted to kill the Saudi ambassador in D.C. So Paul is he understands that. He's incredibly smart and scholarly. It's just that he does walk a tightrope. And I agree, Ron Paul is a manifestation of the awakening. We need to get him in there. And we've got a shot at it, which shows how powerful liberty has grown in these dark times. But I just, they can assassinate him. They can do anything, as you know, Bob. So I'm just saying he's not our only hope.
Sure. He is our only hope politically. We've got to get him elected. People have got to help him with financing. Today's a money-raising day for his campaign. Everybody should be pledging $1,000 each if they can. This is our only chance to legally use the system. And if we can get him and people like him elected, all of these things, like this military appropriations bill, which will allow the government to treat us all as terrorists, they can get rid of that. And when presented to the people, if Congress stops it, he can have them climb all over them.
No, listen, Bob, I agree with you that the best salvo we've got going is Ron Paul. He's educating people. He's waking folks up. It's a wonderful focal point, but he himself will say that campaign for liberty, getting people to run in the states for governor, for city council, for state legislature, who will do the same thing, I mean, that really is important as well. I'm just saying if Ron Paul doesn't get elected, we soldier on. But, yes, it would be wonderful to get him in there and such a godsend. But I'm just saying the process of him fighting and everybody supporting him, that is resistance right there. And it's trailblazing and opening up inroads to people that have never been exposed to true liberty. We do have the article up at Infowars.com right now. Get it out to everybody. Tea time. Today's the Tea Party day. Ron Paul money bomb looking for $4 million today. And boy, the ads he's been running against Gingrich have dropped him more than 10 points in the last week alone. It's devastating him. So the money we're giving to Paul is certainly having a big effect. Will the real Tea Party please stand up with the fake Tea Parties now attacking Paul because he doesn't want World War III? Bob Chapman.
I think his take on the expansion of American militarism is perfect. And I talk to people in the military like you do all the time. And I believe that the military is at a point now, generally speaking, where they know what's going on. they know they're being used as cannon fodder, and they don't like it one bit. And if any president, such as Mr. Obama, thinks that they can get people to go and start picking people up, they're sadly mistaken, especially in the specialist units, such as the Rangers, Green Berets, Navy SEALs, and so on and so forth. There's a lot of talk going on in the military right now about just this. And they've been talking for the last few years. But now it's very, very strong. And so their backing of Ron Paul is very strong, too, on a percentage basis. They were large contributors before, and they will be again. And I think that this is all to our good. We need these people, and we don't need them going out and collecting Alex and Bob and putting them in some camp someplace.
Bob, I'm pulling up an article right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, but radio listeners should go to Infowars.com, and it's Republican Tea Party diva attacks Ron Paul on Iran during Iowa debate, but under it, Ron Paul's constitutionalist anti-war stance supported by U.S. troops, and we have links in there that he gets more money than all other Republican candidates and Obama combined, okay? So that's the total proof that the military, by and large, is awake. Remember Bloomberg last week in their Business Week edition said, give this man money so he can fire you. And they made fun of the military and of federal employees for giving to him. Well, what do federal employees know? They know how corrupt it is. And they know that sometimes you've got to, you know, have surgery just to survive. They understand there's no future if you don't cut it right now. And that's got to really panic the system, Bob, that, as you just said, more than everybody combined, the military gives to Ron Paul. So they're always trying to say the troops hate Ron Paul because he doesn't want World War III. He's not manly. You know, literally, it's like she's in a trance or something, Michelle Bachmann, with those Barbie doll eyes, like she's got glass eyes, is attacking him and trying to hype up war, and it's totally hollow. The military supports him. That's got to scare the system, Bob.
Oh, it certainly does. And these people all forget, I think it was 6 years he was in the military. The man's a veteran. I mean, how can opponents say such things? I don't get it.
Well, it's certainly all coming to a head. My only point is, if Ron Paul doesn't win or whatever, we don't need to lose faith because just him running has devastated the enemy.
Well, it's going to devastate them a lot more when he gets that nomination. They're going to run like chickens that just get their heads lopped off.
Well,
I don't expect it.
Go ahead.
They don't expect this, Alex. They're not used to losing.
No, I agree with you. They've thrown everything they can at him in this mind control of he cannot win, like a hypnotist act, and that's starting to backfire. They're getting – look at Rand Paul, the same thing. I mean, I remember privately I really twisted Rand's arm, and I've been surprised that Paul and Rand have both told me, well, I'm glad you pushed me to run because, you know, and I was one of the people I think put the little extra push because I would tell them, I'd say, look, you're going to get attacked, but even if you lose, you win. But I said, you're going to win. Well, people heard it with Rand Paul on air back when he was thinking about running a couple of years ago. And I'm like, you will run. And he's like, oh, my wife, though, family. I'm like, Rand, you're going to do it. And they're going to say, you know, that you sacrifice little kittens and worship aqua turkeys. But it doesn't matter. Resistance is victory. Stay with us.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com. spelled BIOAGE.com, BIOAGE.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BIOAGE, the age of advanced organics.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
I hurt myself today.
To see if I can still feel.
To see if I still feel.
I focus.
I focus
on the pain. The only thing.
The only thing that's real.
The inability to face legitimate suffering is the heart of decadence and weakness.
Try to kill it.
People who think they can live in denial about what's happening in the world, who attack those of us that are conscious and awake and responsible citizens. We are on the verge of a very horrible time. And those of you that have stood down, you are complicit in it. And what are you doing it for? An empire of dirt? Going along with what the mainstream media says, repeating and regurgitating what they say like it's cool and part of the system to repeat what your enemies tell you, to play along with your own destruction. Final segment with Bob Chapman, final segment of this Friday edition. I want to go back to Bob, give him the final word on Ron Paul here in just a moment, but I talked to Joe Rogan yesterday. He's going to be on Jay Leno's Tonight Show this evening with Ron Paul. That should be interesting. So definitely watch that because there might be a little surprise or something. And at the same time, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Now, we'll be live, and I'm going to take a lot of phone calls Sunday. I'm going to take pretty much calls the whole show. So that should be an informative transmission. And then I'll be back Monday, Lord willing. And tonight I won't be doing the show because Mike Adams is coming in with an investigative report and a lot more. And they've got Man on the Street dealing with the Internet Kill Switch with Darren McBreen. A lot tonight, 7 o'clock. Don't forget it's your memberships at PrisonPlanet.tv that fund the nightly news, which then is paid forward and given to the public in different video forums, over 1 million views a week now and growing. And it's going to get a lot bigger just with the nightly news thanks to you spreading the word. But you who are the members make it all possible. Got a 44% off on a yearly membership right now. We run every December.
And also, you can get all 18 of my films for 70% off, $99.95, and do all your shopping at once. But you got to get the orders in by Monday morning so that we can ship it out to everybody. I'm guaranteed before Christmas delivery if you order by Monday morning, you know, 9 a.m. or so. So that's when we print off the orders. So there it is, Anna Noble Lie, that excellent film exposing the false flag of Oklahoma City, all available at InfoWars.com. Final comment about where we stand at the historical crossroads, internationalforecaster.com, Bob Chapman.
Well, I think this coming year, you're going to see more and more confusion in Europe. You're going to see countries dropping out of the Eurozone. I think you're going to see a move back toward independence in Europe. We could see some thunder and lightning if Marine Le Pen gets elected in France. The strength of Ron Paul, if he does win the nomination of the Republican Party, that will be very, very, very strong event. And if he's elected president, which I dearly hope he is, then we get a shot of saving America legally. And I think gold and silver will resume and start going right back up again. We've had an interlude caused by the United States government and others. That I think, is over. I was on with Ted yesterday, Ted Anderson, and we both think this is a terrific time to buy and take advantage, too, of the free one-year subscription to the International Forecaster.
Absolutely.
So I think next year is going to be a very tumultuous year. It's going to surprise a lot of people. It's going to bring a lot of people to our way of thinking.
You're right. God bless you. Out of time. Great job, Cruz. See you all back Sunday tonight. Mike Adams, InfoWars Nightly News.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCN today.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are launching another live global transmission against tyranny. Thank you for riding shotgun with us today. It is Friday, the 16th of December, 2011. And we have the director and producer of the new film proving that Oklahoma City bombing in 95 was a government inside job, false flag terror attack, used as a pretext to take liberties in this nation and demonize the proto-Tea Party constitutional movement that was gaining steam, the states' rights movement, in 1995. Bill Clinton, of course, told reporters on Air Force One right after being reelected in 96 that he owed his reelection entirely. You can pull the quotes up in USA Today to that bombing and how it brought the country together. He means let him play the part of a victim and take on the images of the dead children and to basically say, if you don't support me and all of my gun-grabbing policies and the UN and the rest of it, you support domestic terrorism. And these gentlemen have gone out and gotten interviews with survivors of the attack, like Jane Graham, who saw McVeigh and other government people planting bombs in the building. Terrence Yagi, cop of the year, who knew it was a government job. They talked to his mother. It's an amazing film. It's available, by the way, at InfoWars.com. And it kind of snuck up on me that they're on today. I wanted to play some clips. We'll probably play the trailer, at least when they join us here. But they've spent years making this, and I hope you get it. Again, it's available at InfoWars.com, and your purchase supports my operation, their filmmaking operation. But more importantly, you get a film that is a testament to history to understand why this attorney general and this Democratic Party carried out Operation Fast and Furious, shipping guns into Mexico, narcotics back into the United States, and laundering money, which has come out in the Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times, and now the New York Times. But they have these whitewashes. In fact, I saw a New York Times article. I aimed it to you guys, but I haven't seen it in the stack yet, but I haven't gone through all of it. Got here a bit late today. But there was a New York Times article about watching a president cave in. And it said, oh, the president got pressured into now saying he'll sign the National Defense Authorization Act to put troops on the streets of America. How wonderful the news that you know, he was going to oppose it, but then they put pressure on him, and it's just too bad he caved. That was the cover story. It's on record. And the letters from the White House have been made public to the senators, asking them from the beginning to add the provision in there that U.S. citizens can be arrested by the military, detained indefinitely, disappear into a black hole, be transported to a foreign country, and disappear. I mean, the British did far less, and they were revolted against by our forefathers. By the way, yesterday was Bill of Rights Day. It's ratification day. Obama hasn't signed it yet. He said he was going to sign it or was looking at signing it yesterday, but they didn't. Today is the Austin Tea Party anniversary, December 16th, 1773. And who knows, he may robo-sign it with a robot, which is unconstitutional, and that's why he does it. I mean, they launch wars now without even a rubber stamp from Congress. So it's all coming up today. Chris Emery, James Lane will be joining us from Oklahoma via Skype. Bob Chapman, always, will be with us in the last 40 minutes of the show. I wanted to have at least an hour and 20 minutes with those guests. Bob will give us the last 40 on the economy, give us his weekly breakdown on that. I haven't even gotten into all the news dealing with another strike against free speech. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy to fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship.
body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset got it.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't. He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, I want to thank everybody for joining us, for listening to the broadcast, and for supporting the broadcast and spreading the word about the syndicated radio / TV transmission. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And then, of course, back Sundays, and I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, where we stream the video of the radio show as well, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com. Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. You can find the Facebook and the rest of it as well linked at Infowars.com. At the top of every article page, we have little icons there that lead you to the different fronts that we're fighting the globalist on in cyberspace. And speaking of that, here is a AFP article, French news agency, Internet Architects Oppose U.S. Online Piracy Bills. And The Hill, The Washington Post, basically every publication out there, even establishment publications, admit this is a war on free speech. That was one headline, a, quote, Chinese, communist Chinese censorship model. This is exactly what we're dealing with here. A group of prominent architects of the Internet added their voices Thursday to those opposing legislation in the U.S. Congress intended to crack down on online piracy. In an open letter to Congress, more than 80 engineers, inventors, and software developers expressed concerns about the bills introduced in the Senate and the House of Representatives that they're trying to pass today. Notice they're trying to get it all through right now, to use the military domestically, to arrest whoever they want, to kill whoever they want. The literal anti-Bill of Rights, a huge declaration of tyranny against everyone. In an open letter to Congress, more than 80 engineers, inventors, and software developers, including people, you know, the real inventors of the Internet, not Al Gore, who asinine, you know, lied, had no connection to it, expressed concerns about the bills introduced in the Senate and House of Representatives. Their letter came a day after the founders of Google, Twitter, Yahoo, and other Internet giants voiced opposition to Stop Online Piracy Act being considered in the House and Senate version known as the Protect IP Act, Intellectual Property Act, which is really just the secret international copyright treaty that Obama's tried to keep secret for 2 years, that China and Russia, by the way, support and are already using to censor their political enemies. The legislation has received the backing of Hollywood, the music industry, the Business Software Alliance, and the National Association of Manufacturers, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and other groups. Well, yeah, it allows them to just shut down anybody. I mean, you've heard how they've, what was it, Rupert Murdoch was suing Skype because it has SKY in the beginning of it. It's not even called Sky. It's called Skype. I mean, can I call something SKY and then add something onto the end of it? I mean, there's hundreds of words. So it's getting down to the very words to where we can't communicate. And in this new digital system where everything's connected, you won't even be able to talk. In fact, they're discussing making digital words that you speak online over Skype or over other systems that will be censored. Now, you're hearing that they're coming out with embedded Trojan tech inside the smartphones, where government just hits a button and citywide they all turn off, where their cameras turn off. You're seeing what Toyota and others are announcing, that soon the car will have a little scrambler system that turns your cell phone off when the car is on. See, you are guilty until proven slave. It's not guilty until proven innocent. You are guilty, period, and everything you do is going to be tracked, and you're going to pay for it all with the not even Trojan horse stuff that's built into it. Now, it was Trojan horse in the last 20 years. Now it's just in your face. I mean, I tell people 15 years ago that cell phones by law had to have a switch where the government can dial in and turn them on even when they look like they're off and listen to you. And now in the last 5-6 years, they've admitted it. Again, until they get something through, they never want to have a discussion about it. It goes on to say, but it's come under fire from digital rights and free speech organizations for allegedly paving the way for U.S. authorities to shut down websites access accused of online piracy, including foreign sites, without due process. That's an international agreement. If enacted, either of these bills will create an environment of tremendous fear and uncertainty for technology innovation and seriously harm the credibility of the United States and its role as a steward of key internet infrastructure. The internet architects said in their letter, both bills risk fragmenting the internet's global domain name system and have other capricious technical consequences, they said, such as promoting censorship. All censorship schemes impact speech beyond the category that are intended to restrict, but these bills are particularly egregious in that regard because they cause entire domains to vanish from the web, not just infringing pages or files, they said. An incredible range of useful law-abiding sites can be blacklisted under these proposals. Yes, it is a, and this is the main architects of the internet. Most of them former NSA engineers. You go read their names. But we should probably get some of them on. Saying what I've told you. I told you years ago how they would do it, how they would roll it out through copyright. And already the Justice Department in the last 2 years, every day I hear about them seizing hundreds of sites, sometimes thousands. They'll go into a giant server farm division of an IT company. You see it in the news constantly. And we'll grab 50,000, 100,000 sites at a pop, entire buildings, and pull the computers out of the walls, the servers, and drag them off for one link on a message board to a song that you can download. In fact, just last week, there was the headline where the Justice Department, a year after, admitted it shut down a big music site where people were putting alternative music and you know, kind of a commons, because they wanted it to be heard, posting it. It was alternative music. And the record industry got mad because they couldn't control it. They want to decide what becomes popular. And so they just basically paid the government to go in and shut it down. It was a site making millions of dollars a month. And because they claimed four songs out of hundreds of thousands, it's a site where you post your music. And then it turned out those four songs had the authorization. That's kind of like Shooter Jennings gave me the contract. He holds the copyright. He approached us as a listener of the show. I said, hey, we ought to put this in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, your Summer of Rage song about martial law coming to America. And I got a contract saying I have full right to do it. Boom, got hit with a copyright deal by the record company, even though they don't hold the copyright, even though he authorized me to. And I had to literally send them letters and say, okay, if you want to go to the route of other, they were trying to shut my videos down online. I make the film, I give it away for free, get millions of views online, trying to warn people, and I've got an automatic computer system. Now they do it for audio. Now, here's an example. Endgame, I decided to distribute into stores. I hold the copyright. And then a sub-distributor out of Canada fed all the films that they have the distribution rights to, the audio from them, not just the music, but the voices, into a database. And now when anybody tries to upload Endgame, even 30 seconds of it, my voice gets blocked off the internet. That's what this does. And the NSA runs it. The Department of Defense is in control of it. The four branches of the military. And that's why they talk about domestically operating inside the United States. This is the military now able to go in and just shut your website down. Shut the servers down. Shut the domain name down for nothing. For nothing. And the government, Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are, says they want to do this. In fact, he says he wants people like myself arrested. And he said, what's the benchmark of arresting someone? Well, they say 9/11 might be an inside job. Arrest them. He said, if you say that a little bit of sunlight's needed, which most doctors say, it's on record, it decreases cancer, internal cancer, that you need some moderate sun. He said, I believe that's a conspiracy theory. Arrested. I mean, there's been mainstream articles about this. People say, well, that sounds crazy and over the top. Tyrants are about being over the top. They're about setting the precedent that when they say jump, you say how high. And then you jump how high they say. They say jump 1 foot. You jump 1 foot. They still beat you over the head. You say, why'd you do that? And they said, because I didn't like the look on your face. It's all about we do what we want because we're getting ready to take all your pension funds. And we're getting ready to fully bankrupt you. And the only people that are going to be on the payroll is paramilitary people with drones and goons absolutely breaking you. And these globalists think they can get away with it. It's like Corzine gets up on TV and says, I don't know where the billions went. And the head of the CMT group goes, he took the money. And the media and the government and the Justice Department says, well, he can keep it. That's fine. And by the way, we're going to ship drugs in for your children to use. And they're going to show you Marines growing opium on Fox News and say it's patriotic. And the government admits, okay, we got the underwear bomber on the plane on Christmas Day 2 years ago, but still it's okay. I mean, now they don't even, I don't even know why they think they need to start shutting down the internet and censoring talk radio and the people. But now it's all out there and they just flounce around doing it. And everybody else is too busy talking about, you know, the NFL and how important that is. So, but there is a lot of people waking up. And so the globalists know they're going into this final phase of takeover, and that's why they're saying they're going to use the military against us, they're going to secretly arrest whoever they want, and they're going to start shutting the internet down. No judge, no jury. Corporations say shut a site down. No judge, no jury. Your site's gone. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you won't stop calling. Don't come calling when you won't stop calling. Don't take it
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in the laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908 908- 691-2608 or visit hempusa.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Yeah, I'm just a castaway. Sending out an SOS. I've been warning people for a long time about the fact that historical trends prove that we were headed into tyranny. The globalists themselves, like, let's crank that back up, sending out an SOS. Yeah, but this isn't a message in the bottle now. I mean, sure, 17 years ago when I first got on air, I could see some people who had no historical reference seeing what was happening in the country, and that's good, thanks, and getting upset that somebody like myself was criticizing their precious government and their precious system, because that's how childlike people think and operate. That they think the government is their government, and when you're criticizing it, that you're being unpatriotic, when that's the opposite of patriotism, to just do whatever the government says. That's how you get a North Korea or a communist China or a Nazi Germany or a Soviet Russia. I mean, I go over this over and over again, and now we have bona fide, classical, in-your-face tyranny on every single front in this country and worldwide. It's global, standardized, corporate takeover, the New World Order system, and it's anti-family, it's anti-individual private property right, it's pro-police state, total surveillance, secret arrest, mass murder. And it's sold as if it's security, when you can see that none of us are secure. And that as this system is brought into place, the economy is dying, The society is imploding. I saw an AP article today that mayors and state officials complained to the federal government that homelessness is up and joblessness and crime and things are falling apart and that this isn't a recovery. It was never meant to be a recovery. Just because they keep saying for 3 years, oh, we might go back into recession. We never left the recession 4 years ago. We're in a depression, according to every classical economic metric, measurement. But there's a new level of lying by government. It's like Obama saying, I'm against this bill, and putting letters out saying the secret arrest of citizens disappearing into black holes and worldwide warfare and killing of citizens by the military, that's wrong. Meanwhile, he was demanding behind the scenes in letters that it be added. And I guess that was in case it didn't pass, he could then act like he was against it. But it passed overwhelmingly House and Senate. And now the New York Times comes out and says, the sound of one president caving. For a while, the administration encouraged people to think that President Obama would take a stand against the unnecessary and very dangerous provisions that Congress jammed into the annual National Defense Authorization Act. He threatened to veto the whole bill in order to block new rules that would mandate the military custody of most terrorist suspects and U.S. citizens and officially sanction their indefinite detention without due